It's Negea. I don't know why is there no volume. There is. It's on, huh? Okay, anyway, Lamaisa, the person who asked me the shaila asked it to me in a different context. This is quite a crazy shaila. The main part of the shaila was, do you have a right to light an Hanukkah with a bracha if you know that the Gentile, the management, wherever you are, you're in a hotel, wherever you are, it doesn't matter where you are, they're going to put it out. And this happens a lot. You're lighting a Hanukkah menorah, you know for sure, you're putting in enough oil. It's not a problem, the amount of oil. You're putting in enough oil, you're doing it, but it's lemaisa, it's going to be put out. Right? Heichan adayne dina laidina. Are you allowed to, obviously you should light a menorah like that, why not? One opinion in the Gemara holds there's no shear. Savadi, you should do it. Could you make a bracha? Could I make a bracha? I'm lighting a menorah. Last year I had a guy call me from a hotel. He was able, they allowed him in the bar where he and his wife were eating, they allowed him to light a menorah, but they weren't going to let it be there for a half hour. They're taking it away. Can't be there for a half hour. So he wanted to know, can he make a bracha? Right? I had another guy ask me, a Shabbos shaila, it was crazy shaila. It tied to this as well, but it was a crazy shaila. The guy, well, it was right before Shabbos. He was very rushed. So he lit the menorah, and he forgot to make a bracha. His wife went to Ben Shlecht now, Shabbos Lecht. He wanted to know, can his wife make a bracha? L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos v'chanukah. And be moitzi his hadlaka too. Because that could be a bracha l'vatola. Because she's making bracha anyway. She'll just be moitzi v'chanukah. She's chayv in her chanukah too. She was yoitzi with that in her chanukah too. Could they use that bracha also on the... But we're going to get to the shaila, not today, but that's a very fascinating shaila. You have to know, b'chlau, Erev Shabbos, are you theoretically allowed to make a lahadlik ner shel Chanukah after you lit the menorah? Why am I telling you Erev Shabbos? Because be'etzem is a machloikis ha-poiskin. Can a person make a bracha lahadlik ner Chanukah after they lit the menorah? There is a machloikis ha-poiskin. Some hold, what's the general rule? The general rule is there's a machloikis rishonim if over lasi is ma'akiv, between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds you can't make a bracha. Once you did the mitzvah, it's too late. You can't make a bracha. That's the general rule. However, so even though we paskin like the Rambam, so we paskin you can't make a bracha on a mitzvah once you did it. However, if you have a mitzvah nimsheches, like l'moshel mezuzah, let's say I nailed the mezuzah in, I raised up, I didn't make a bracha before I nailed it in. I can make a bracha now. Why? Because the mitzvah is mamshech. If I put on a beged tzitzis, and when I did the atifa, I didn't make a bracha, but I'm still wearing it. Talochas, I can make a bracha. The meaning is you mamashmesh with the tzitzis, but you can make a bracha. Why? Because the mitzvah is nimshach. The mitzvah is still going. So, by a Chanukah menorah, it's interesting, because there the halachas at loko is a mitzvah. So theoretically, as soon as you light the menorah, kai mitzvah. On the other hand, A, there's a mitzvah that should be on for a half hour. Shir, this is shir. B, lemaisa, there's a kiyum mitzvah. That it's on. There's a hamshocha to the kiyum mitzvah. So some held you can make a bracha l'hadlik ner Chanukah after you lit the menorah with the oven. Right? So lemaisa, we hold you can't. But it's already, I'm telling you, it's number one, it's machlokes rishonim. Number two, even the Rishonim who hold that you cannot make a bracha, like the Rambam, hold by a mitzvah nimsheches you can. And maybe Chanukah could be like that. Now let's go to number three. Number three, the shaila was on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, there's a whole kvutz of Rishonim who hold kofs azokokla. That if it goes out before Shabbos, you still have to relight it. When do we say kofs ayin zokokla? That's only when you light the menorah bizman. Like the rest of Chanukah, where you're lighting it balayla. But Shabbos, you're lighting it before Shkia. You're putting in enough oil, should burn till later. So some Rishonim hold, now if it goes out, the Truman Zadashan holds not like that. He holds, Friday they moved up the Zman Adlok. Even if it went out before Shabbos, you don't have to relight it. But there are many who hold, no. You have to relight it. So it comes out that according to that shita, be another reason you still be able to make a bracha. The mitzvah wasn't miskayim yet. It's still over lasiya. So you have many layers of why the guy himself could still make a bracha. He'll be a better bracha than his wife making lahatlik nevshul Shabbos v'chanik. Right? But that shaila got tied into the shaila, which we'll get to when we discuss it. This is just something for you to think about. Our shaila that we're dealing today is, can you light a Hanukkah menorah with a bracha if you know for sure somebody is going to put the Hanukkah out? That's the shaila. Okay. So, in order to get a shtickel beer in this shaila, we have to analyze, number one, the whole halacha of kofsa ein zokuk. Okay, that's step one. Because this is obviously tying into that. Kofsa ein zokuk, the first sugyan in the sugyas of Hanukkah, deal with what happens if the menorah goes out by itself. So one opinion in the Gemara says you have a chiyuv to relight it. Zokuklo, you have a chiyuv to relight it. And the other opinion says kofsa ein zokuklo. You don't have a chiyuv to relight it. Okay, now, how do we understand those two opinions? That's also not so simple. Not so simple. Meaning, the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara there, I'm sure you all have it in your heads from over the years. The Gemara in the beginning of the sugya says, psil sushmanim shalmu chachon ein madlikim ben b'shabes. One opinion says, ein madlikim b'hem, b'chanukah, bein b'shabes, bein b'choil. Can't light at Chanukah, not during the week, not Shabbos. The other opinion says, madlikim b'hem b'choil, avaloi b'shabes. And the other opinion says, madlikim b'hem bein b'choil, bein b'shabes. What does it depend on? The wicks and oils that don't burn well, on the ones that you can't use Shabbos, is because you may come to misaken it, you may come to fix it, because it doesn't burn well. If you hold Chanukah, kofsa zokuklo, if it goes out, you have to relight it. So obviously, we're not going to ask you to use wicks that, we're not going to allow you to use wicks that often go out, because we're afraid you won't relight it. So that's Aleph. If we hold that the Ner Chanukah is mutter b'hanoah, you'll have a benefit from the light, so then whatever problem we have Friday night for your Shabbos lecht, we have it your Chanukah lecht. If you hold, it's also l'shtamish loira, we don't have a problem. Because you're not going to use it anyway. We're not worried about you bending it. So if you hold hadloka, if you hold kofsa, ain't zokukla. And you hold also l'shtamish loira, right? Then you can use it on Shabbos. Because you don't have a problem of it going out because kofsa ain't zokukla. So we don't have a problem that it'll go out and you won't relight it because you taka yaitzah. And we don't have a problem of you bending it on Shabbos because you're not allowed to use the light anyway, you're not going to come to bend it. That's basically pachsa yaitzah, what the Gemara says. But if you hold one or the other, you're going to have a problem. If you hold kofsa zokuklo, right, then you can't use it. Right, you can't use it. And if you hold mutar l'shtamish loira, you can't use it Shabbos. Even if you hold kofsa ein zokuklo, you still won't be allowed to use it Shabbos because you'll come to be mad. So the obvious problem on the Gemara is l'chayra kofsa zokuklo is enough of a reason. You don't have to add mutar l'shtamish loira. If you hold kofsa zokuklo, that covers both days. Covers during the week and covers Shabbos. You understand? Why does the Gemara need? And also, it's mutar l'shtamish l'hoira, that's why you can't use it Friday night. What do you mean? I can't use it during the week because maybe it'll go out and I won't relight it. And Friday night, I hope you won't relight it. You surely won't relight it. Taisus is the kasha. Famous Taisus. So one of the mahalchim we gave, Taisus, maybe the fact that he used bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, sounds like there's two reasons maybe. One of the mahalchim I gave was that if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, kofsa zokuklo. He says, if you have to put it back on. And we're worried that you'll be pesheya and you won't relight it. Shema yifsha. That means the candle will go out and you'll be pesheya and you won't light it. It sounds like from Rashi, and it's not my diak, the Pnei Yeshua already makes the diak. It sounds like from Rashi that even if Yod Kav is a Zakuk Lo, that does not mean I have a chiv to sit there for a half hour and be a watchman for the candle. I could light the candle and leave. But if I'm here and I purposefully don't relight the candle, then you're not Yotze. Even the opinion of Yod Kav is a Zakuk Lo, it's only Shema Yiv Shavel or Yadlik. Maybe you'll be Peshaya. You understand what I'm telling you? So in other words, nobody holds up the evidence if you weren't there and you didn't relight it, that you're not Yotze. So I want to say Pashut Vav based on that, based on Rashi Sheet. Does not have to come on to answer the Tosfos Kash. Friday night, we're not worried Shema Yiv Shah. Because Friday night, you're not allowed to relight it. So the Kof Sazokal Glow reason goes out the window. That's why we need a new reason why you can't use it Friday night. Al Kof Sazokal Glow, ironically, you only wouldn't be allowed to use it during the week. Because only during the week we could say maybe you'll neglectfully not relight it. Friday night, you're not allowed to relight it. You can't be Peshaya and not light it Friday night. You could be Peshaya and yell light it. That's why the Gemara needed a new reason for Friday night. Kof Sazokah is not enough to tell us that you can't use the Menorah Friday night. You understand what I'm telling you? Were you still by the Chasana? A little bit of both. It's okay, it's okay. It's a good reason. It's a good excuse. You hear what I'm saying, Rabbi Isai? Kof Sazokah, according to this Knech and Rashi, only works for during the week. Because Lamais, if you lit the menorah and you weren't even there when it went out, you're yotze according to everybody. The only issue of not being yotze is if I lit the menorah, it went out, and I know it went out, and I purposefully don't relight it. Friday night, I can't be in that situation because I'm not allowed to relight it. So it will come out that during the week you can't use wicks that don't burn well, but Friday night you should be allowed to use those wicks. Whether the old Zakuk Lo or the old Ein Zakuk Lo, that's why we need a new reason. Now we'll come to relight. Anyway, that being said, now we could very clearly understand that the pshat is that everybody agrees hadlaka is the mitzvah. They both agree lighting is the mitzvah. But what? You have to put in a half hour's worth of oil. And if you allow the candle to go out and don't relight it purposefully, it's you being megala. You're showing that you didn't really do hadlaka of half hour. Because think about it yourself. If I put on a light in a room because I want it on for a half hour, I want this room lit up for a half hour. Somebody goes now to the light in 5 minutes and shuts it off. And I look and I go, that means I didn't light the room up for a half hour. Right? I didn't light the room up for a half hour. That's the Shiloh, do we say, that by not, if it went out, by not relighting it, purposefully, does that mevatel the hadlaka? That's really the Shiloh. You understand? Does that, now I'll tell you like this. Even the opinion who says, kofsa ein zakuk lo, would theoretically agree if you went to the menorah in 5 minutes and you put it out, taka not yet. And by the way, it's a mefurish hashba. The Rajba now is Sugya in Shabbos says that even though Kofsa ain't Zakukla, we hold if the candle goes out, you Yotze. But if you go, you just blew your mitzvah away. You weren't Yotze. What's haste? What do you mean? Kofsa ain't Zakukla. The Terrence says, if I, Bemezit, put out the candle, I'm being Megala. That I didn't make hadlaka of a half hour. I was Megala myself, that I didn't make hadlaka of a half hour. So now our Shiloh becomes a very real Shiloh. If I'm lighting the menorah in a place where I know it's going to be put out within a half hour, maybe that's like Lekuli Alma, you won't be Yotze. And to strengthen the Shiloh even more, there's a Shulta Gibarim right here on the Sugya. Let's get the Shulta Gibarim. And the Shulta Gibarim says in Mefurish. Yeah. If you lit the menorah in a place where there's a wind, and the wind is going to blow out the candle, even though you put in enough oil, you're not yotzei. You'd have to theoretically relight it. Which is, by the way, Rabbeinu, why? Obviously, the Shah is going to go into tomorrow, but there's a reason precisely why the Maril Diskin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, had a problem with the glass boxes in Eretz Yisrael that they light the menorah. Because he said when they opened the door to light it, when you lit that menorah, it would go out in 2 minutes. True, later you close it. But that's a secondary act. When I lit the menorah, it would have gone out. So the Maril Diskin had a special glass box design where you stick your hand in from the bottom. The Blisk can still use it. The Maril Diskin held, and he held, you're not yotze. You got to do with that. You got to light it in a way that as is, b'shas hadlocha, it's going to go for a half hour. But if the way it is right now, the way I lit it, the menorah would go out, and I have to close the door. I can't be yotze when I close the door. I have to be yotze b'shas hadlocha. And b'shas... Oh, so some say that if you keep your body there the whole time, and there's no moment where it'll be hard to do, but because then you go, ooh, oops. You got to move away to close the door, but whatever. You're still going to have to design some kind of box like that. No, but I'm saying if when I walk away for a minute, now it's going to go out. That minute, it's, yeah. Yeah, well, that's the other side. That's the other side. By the way, this is Mamish going into a sugi of a comment at Walding now. There's a chazanish with a whole stickle tear. If a maisa odom, you do like when you throw the kli off the roof and the blanket's on the bottom, what's the halach if you go then and pull the blanket away? Remember the whole chazanish? Okay, we're going to leave this for tomorrow. The Torah is so gevaldik. Everything is a shaila. You can't...